For those out there thinking Facebook and Twitter are just fads, that eventually we'll all get bored and move on, you're right. And wrong. While social media brands like Foursquare and Friendster may come and go, make no mistake, social media is here to stay. Not because of our love for technology, but because of our love for networking. America has in fact been deeply networked since day one. Even when really powerless under British law, Americans consistently methodically organized in groups to discuss the concerns of the day, to network. Since the first representative assembly in 1619 Jamestown, to the first committee of safety in 1774 Massachusetts, America grew in tight networks. Here, there, and everywhere they sprouted. And without the internet, can we imagine how much letter writing in longhand it would have taken to keep those networks alive? Yet thrive they did. News of the Boston Tea Party was common knowledge in each of the 13 colonies within days. When the British finally did arrive, Paul Revere didn't ride about shouting, "The British are coming." He quickly passed word through his network, and it did the same, passed word through more networks. Within hours, 40-plus riders were scattered across Middlesex County with the news, and the rest, as they say, is history. And it's a history of the constant demand to shorten the time and space between all of us. Railroads, telegraphs, the Pony Express, highways, the telephone, cable TV, the internet, the cell phone, social media, we have only ever demonstrated an insatiable appetite for more and more connection. So here we are. A centuries-long quest has ended. Now almost every one of us has real-time access to any other person on the planet. So while we might get bored with the device, the website, or the channel that gives us that access, the hunger for that access, to my eye, is going nowhere. With a Perspective, this is Bonnie Thomas.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.